Henry, I have to say from the bottom of my heart, thank you and thank Lattimore for that track. You really restored my faith. Yeah, I just was blown away by it to hear that as a new track, to even imagine that that sort of music is still being done. And it's so authentic. It's not some of the stuff that's sampled and put. Not that there's anything, you know, inherently, you know, some of the sampled stuff is quite good. But I've got to tell you, that blew me. What did you think of this song? Who wrote this song?
Lattimore wrote that song.
I see.
He writes most of his own material.
I see.
Writer.
And who is playing the sax on that track?
That's Lattimore. He's a great musician, great writer, great singer.
I'll be darned. Well, he is a very, very talented man. Henry, we have a caller that would like to speak to you. We have Victor. And Victor is in New York, and Victor runs radio. It's Disco 935. You can find it at disco935.net. Welcome, Victor.
Hi, Peter. Hi, Mr. Henry Stone.
Hey, Victor.
The one and only, the legendary. I mean, I have basically all your collections from back in the 70s, because I'm a DJ. I've been DJing since 1975. I run internet station Disco 935, what Peter just told you. And I, you know, run disco tracks from back in the day, 70s and 80s, and I basically run all your all the stuff that you have in your catalog. I've basically been running them for years, and it's an honor to be talking to one of the legends.
It's an honor to talk to Victor that's playing my record.
Yeah, no, I've been like I said. Well, you know, it's obviously the job of the DJ is to promote, you know, stuff from other, you know, or when the artist brings records to me, I will push them. So, I mean, and that's my job to do that. But one thing I wanted to ask you, and I don't know if I heard that you mentioned this to Peter or something, what does TK stand for?
TK stand, at the time, TK, when I put up my studio, I had an engineer that put the studio up by the name of Perry Kane.
Oh.
And just to start another corporation and to protect myself, I came up with the idea of TK. And then that was for the studio. And then when I decided to release records nationally and form the corporation, I called it TK Productions for INC. That's where TK came from.
Yeah, it's strange, Rod. All these years I've been trying to figure out what the TK record stand for. It's like me when they... I come up, my name is VJC, so what does that stand for? It means my name. I mean, my name is Victor Juan Colon, so that's what it is. So that's how, you know, we all come up with these little sayings and all this stuff, and people trying to figure out what these initials mean and this and that, and it's strange how we come about. This is how you improvise, right? You just improvise, and these things come out, and next thing you know, people are figuring out, how did you come about these things?
And it's great, because it becomes a conversation piece, which is good. You know, when people can talk about it, just get more publicity.
Exactly. I mean, obviously, I just wanted to call him real quick just to just say that I have all your collections basically from back in the day. And did you also do recordings with Silly B and Amont and Peter Brown?
They were all on my label, Peter Brown.
Right, exactly.
It's all in my discography.
All right, so basically that's all the stuff back in the day. I mean, I used to hear this stuff back in the day, and I didn't walk to the store to get them. I ran to the store because it was just great, great music. And, I mean, it's just not like that anymore.
Especially when they came out on the 12-inch EKD label with the beautiful picture of the palm tree, et cetera.
Right. I used to have all this stuff in vinyl, but I just spoke to Bob Kincaid, you know, while I was on the waiting on to call, talk to you. I had gotten rid of my vinyl a couple of years ago because everything has to, you know, I'm moving on up to MP3s and CDs and all that stuff because it was just taking up a lot of space. But it's nothing like vinyl. Vinyl just will blow the CDs and MP3s away. I mean, the vinyl was just great. It's just I had to get away from that. Cause it's just that I had a huge collection of stuff. I couldn't take it anymore. Anyway, look, I don't want to, you know, pick up more of the show.
Okay,
I just
very, very good.
To hear all your great stories. And
very happy to speak with you.
Well, I'm very happy to be speaking to you, Henry. And like I said, you know, all your stuff that you've been playing, you know, you have back in the 70s and all that stuff I've been playing on Disco 93.5. I've always been pushing it. You know, and continued success, you know, in your endeavors.
Keep your ears open for my latest release called Fantasies by Big Knock.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Fantasies by Big Knock.
It's a new release, Victor. He's saying it's a new release, and as a matter of fact, we have a copy of that to play, so we can actually introduce that to you. Fantasy by Big. In fact, I haven't had a chance to listen to that today. But Victor, you and Henry have been talking about record labels, and it occurs to me to ask you, Henry, the list of record labels. There are so many record labels that you have owned and recorded on. Why so many labels? It just blows me away that the list is amazing.
Well, the thing is, Peter, at the time, I put out so many hit records, I couldn't put them out all on one label. Because the radio stations, I couldn't have like 10 or 15 TK records on. So I'd have a TK, a Drive, a Dash, an Austin. I don't know if it fooled anybody, but it still it wasn't too obvious.
The politics of music, because what it is, it's just like what I do on Disco 93.5, and I run it on Lytra 65. They only allow you to play, you know, a couple of the same artists maybe twice. You can't spin the artist more than twice an hour, but there's ways around that. So you know, I don't want to get into the logistics of it, but that's exactly what you were doing, right?
Absolutely.
Exactly, because I mean, you want to push the artist, but they, you know, with the politics of music, and I wish I had more time to go into that, but I don't want to get into that.
Well, Victor, we appreciate your calling, and Henry, Victor is the real deal. He is definitely keeping the music alive at Disco 935 in New York. He plays 24 hours a day. You can, and many times he's playing live mixes, aren't you? When do you normally play the live mixes?
Well, usually right now I'm doing my live mix shows on WDA1.com on Sundays from 1 to 3, and I play a variety of stuff from the 70s and 80s, live mixing, and, you know, and people call me, you know, like people will send me emails and I just put them in the mix. But, you know, like all that stuff basically that... That Henry has put on the catalog, basically in the 70s, a lot of that disco stuff I've been spinning for years, and it's great, great sound. The bass, the vocals, I mean, and it's timeless music. I still play it today, and it still puts my hair on the back. You know, gives me my goosebumps. It's just awesome music. And if you don't move to this, you're dead.
Victor, what did you think of Nana Puddin? Could you hear that very well? You were on hold at the time. Now, Nana Puddin.
I didn't hear it because I was talking to Bob, and then next thing you know, I heard a little bit of it. So, I guess I have to, you know, re-listen to the show again, and then I can give you my comment on it because I didn't get the chance to hear the song. But if also the new song that you're going to play, if Henry can send me a promo copy or something, I obviously would definitely spin it on Disco 93.5.
Okay, well, the contact information for Victor is at disco935.net, and there's a way to contact him.
Well,
and by the way, Victor, go ahead, Henry.
You can request to Henry at henrystonemusic.com. That's my new email address.
Okay, so what
Henry,
I'll contact you, and then we will somehow you send me a promo copy of that, and I'll start spending it on disco935.
Okay.
And Victor, before the night is over, you've got to go to henrystonemusic.com and listen to Nana Puddin. I swear to you, it's the real deal.
Okay, no problem. Just that, you know, I hear so much music every day. I'm always listening to the beats, but you know, it's I just love it. I love it. All right, so Henry, you continue your show, and Peter, as always, you're doing a great job, and I got to say hello.
Yes, right. Thank you, Vic.
Okay, bye-bye. Take care. Bye-bye.
That's our friend Victor from Disco 935 in New York. Henry, we talked about Fantasies by Big Knock, and I haven't had a chance to hear that particular track today, so it will be new to me also. Tell us about that track before we run it.
Well, it's some artist that I picked up in Las Vegas, and he sent me some of music that I was really interested in. And, you know, basically I've been doing a lot of black music, but this artist from Vegas is actually a little bit of Spanish, a little bit of, he's got a little bit of everything into him. And it's just one of those terrific songs I heard, and I thought it'd be a good idea to try it through my internet and get it out to the world and see what happens with it.
And great. Well, is there a collection of the Big Knox tracks on,
oh, yeah,
on your Spider?
We're in the process of finishing a CD, but this is
wonderful.
The first track that we're releasing.
Wonderful. Well, I'd love to hear that, and I know the listeners would. It's always an adventure to listen to the things you produced, Henry. So, Bob, let's roll the Fantasies track. This is Big Knox. That song is made to have a music video. Are there plans for that?
We're in the process of doing that right now.
even the visuals, without seeing a video, the visuals that were coming to mind, it lends itself beautifully to, and I can see it quickly becoming very, very popular. What is the video like? Can you give us any sneak
peek? Well, I don't know. They're just putting it together now. So I don't even have an idea myself, you know. I put the professional on the video. I put that, leave that to the pros.
I see.
Yeah. You know?
What is it like these days, Henry? What is it like these days? Breaking a new video. How does that work? Does one release the video to MTV and who decides how often it gets played? And what is it? Is that a whole different ball game than music?
It's a whole different way of promoting a record, you know. But, you know, it's part of what you have to do today. Through either YouTube or MySpace. The whole thing. You got to go through the internet, which, of course, is getting stronger and stronger and stronger.
Well, yeah, and it's true. And so many of the videos are available on YouTube, but sometimes they don't last long because they're proprietary. But many of the older videos. Speaking of older videos, are there any? You have a wonderful YouTube site, by the way, and you can find that. The link to your YouTube site at strictlyconfidentialradio.com. I've included the YouTube link. some of the stuff there is just fascinating, and in so many ways it takes you to another world. Looking back, is the YouTube site, is it getting a lot of hits? Is that climbing the chart?
It's starting to, getting quite a few thousand hits.
I see.
There's a lot of more video on it. It's very good. That's the one.
Really?
My Give a Damn gave out a long time ago.
I haven't seen that video on the site yet. I'll have to go back and look. And now, are there links to the YouTube site off of henrystonemusic.com?
Yeah, there are links. You've got to go to the... I'm not too computer savvy. I have people that do that for me. When you go to our site, there's ways of getting to the YouTube. So it goes right into the Lattimore video.
When you visit henrystonemusic.com, I was blown away. You have a James Brown track that auto-plays there called Mashed Potatoes. Now, what is the history on that? Was that one of the first few that he recorded so many years ago?
Well, actually, it's a cover of his own song. I recorded that in 1960, when I wasn't supposed to record it with James. He was under contract to King Records, and he needed a little extra money, and he brought the band to Miami, and we recorded this Mashed Potatoes track. But basically, I had to take his voice off. I had to take his voice off and put King Coleman's voice on the
chip.
It was on the R&B charts and the Cashbox charts in the 1960s. But I re-recorded that in 1970 when I recorded the Soul Syndrome CD. We recorded Mashed Potatoes with him and Bobby Bird singing. It's pretty good, very exciting track.
I see. Well, I thought so too, and I was amazed by it. So, in any case, James Brown later covered his own when there was cleared up that he could record his own song.
Yeah, well, he wasn't recording the thing anymore.
I see. Well, you guys have to hear this. It to give you the breadth of Henry Stone's music. It wouldn't be fair to leave out a James Brown track. This is edited to 2:28, and to give you a sample of it. And Bob, it's the Mashed Potatoes track, James Brown.
Mashed Potatoes one more time! Woo! Well! Get in my dinner, yeah! Oh, yeah! Yeah.
Henry, I'm trying to imagine in my mind what James. You said that he was just as exuberant and bouncy when he was a younger man back when you first recorded him. That had to be incredible because the man never backed off an inch. Hi, do we still have him? Yes. Go ahead.
Yeah, James, you just never lost that fire. He had that fire. The crowds just loved him, and everybody loved him. And of course, the music. His music was so different and great. That's the thing that just took him over to the top.
You have an email, by the way, from Ernest Cole. That's arrived at the alternate email address of the evening. And he's pointing out that you put out his track Sooner or Later, 95, on the Fresh Music label, and that he was signed through Paul Klein and your daughter Sharon. Now, that is another aspect. How does the family fit in this? And what is life like in the Stone household with you and your wife? You have grandchildren. Are all of you involved?
No, not really, no. No, I don't know where that came from. That's something I don't know about.
I see. Well, Ernest has been a guest on the show, and a delightful, delightful fellow. And you remember the old track, Sooner or Later, Love is Going to Get You, that he did a cover of that, which is really quite remarkable. We've talked about Gwen McCrae earlier, and we made several references, or at least I did, to the absolutely fabulous track Jazz Freak, and I wouldn't want to not play that this evening. Glenn has put together a medley of some Gwen McCrae tracks, and the particular track Jazz Freak is toward the end, and I quite frankly haven't heard anything like it. She is remarkable, and she's doing that. What you'll hear her do is unscripted and absolutely remarkable to be able to do that and have the presence. Was that recorded live, Henry?
Which track was the Jazz Freak?
Yes.
Yeah, that was recorded live, yes.
So it was a club environment. What kind of a club was it?
No, I shouldn't say live. I mean, live in the studio.
Ah, okay. Because, well, to be able to do that with in the studio without having it, you know, it's very helpful to an artist to actually have a live audience to do stuff like that, the ad-libbing that she does there. So it's quite remarkable that she was able to pull that off inside of a studio. I'm very impressed by that track. And so, Bob, let's roll it. That's Gwen McCrae, and it's a medley that Glenn put together for us. Roll it, Bob.
Baby, please don't go. Please. You know, if you leave me, I'll go crazy, that's all. And I wouldn't know what to do with myself since I'm used to you. So I just want to tell you this from my heart to you. Listen. Baby, I love you so. I want you to know that I'm gonna miss your love the minute you walk out that door. Baby, please don't go. Don't go, yeah. Don't go away. Baby, please don't go. Don't go. I'm begging you to stay. A man of mine, jumping with a sweet melody. Let me hear something light on the drums and a low groovy sound of bass. Hey, you on the piano, bring it up, just a taste. Ooh. Play that good, good music while my man whispers in my ear. Don't be afraid to give what you got. There's no restrictions here. Now I don't mind disco music every once in a while. When I'm in the arms of the man that I love, ooh, that's just not my style. Ooh, I'm a jazz freak, y'all. You know what? I want to thank all my babies back here behind me. Had not been for them, there wouldn't be no me. First of all, I want to thank my man, Mr. Benny Lattimore. Mr. Straighten It Out. Thank you, baby. And another hardworking man, Beaver. Thank you, baby, for all your help making me for what I am today. Lord, I want to go and thank my other producer by the name of Clarence Reed. My baby, I love myself some Clarence. Thank you, baby, for Miss Rockin' Chair. And you know what? I want to thank you too, Timmy. Timmy Thomas, why can't we live together? Woo! Child, this is a good time. Thank you. Yeah, Chocolate, my producer. Oh, baby, you are so wonderful. Thank you. You did it for me on Rockin' Chair. Now you're doing it to me on Gwen McCrae Sings TK. That show sound good. Thank you, baby. Least but not last, Mr. Henry Stone, who threw it all together. Baby, you did it this time. Thank you, baby. Thank you for being there. Yeah, I'm having so much fun. Just remind me of the old days. Nothing but a funky good time going on. But now we're gonna jazz you up.
Just fabulous, Henry. Just absolutely fabulous. What a, that's a treasure. That track is a treasure for me because I had never heard it. It caught me by complete surprise. What talent.
Yeah.
And we have a caller for you, Henry. It's none other than the fabulous Miss Cynthia Manley. Cynthia, welcome to the show.
Hello there, Peter. How are you this evening?
I'm fine, sweetheart, and thank you for calling. Sorry for the wait.
Bob and Glenn do such an amazing job. It's always informative and entertaining. And Mr. Stone, what an honor, sir. How are you this evening?
Well, pretty good. I'm having a ball here with Peter.
Well, I can hear that Peter is asking all the right questions and pulling stories out of you, as usual. I just wanted to say I'm a huge fan. I started singing in top 40 bands, cover bands, when Casey and the Sunshine would Get Down Tonight, and all those songs were out, and I can remember doing them with our Big Horn band, and I still do run a blues band here in L.A., and we do Clean Up Woman, and all sorts of your songs. I'm so familiar with them, and I even pay you. I've covered a couple of your songs on a few of my do-it-yourself CDs, and I pay Henry Stone Music for that privilege. So
oh,
I'm just a huge fan, and God bless you, baby. Keep doing what you do so well.
You keep loving it.
No doubt about that. There's just no doubt about
going.
It. You guys get on with your show. I just wanted to pay my honor and say, as always, Peter, you're just a great interviewer, and Mr. Stone, you are beloved and loved and respected and honored, and thank you for sharing your talents with us. You guys have a great
you.
Night, and I'll talk to you next time.
Have a good one.
Thank you for calling. That's Cynthia Manley, who closes Strictly Confidential every night with the closing track, her version of Stand, which we it's always at the end of the show, Henry, we always close. And here's Cynthia Manley reminding you, too, and we love Cynthia. She's been a great support to the show. You know, I'm wondering back over the years, some of the memories that you have that stand out. Surely some of the awards, the You were inducted into a Hall of Fame. Can you tell us about that? That was the Dance Music Hall of Fame, wasn't it?
Yeah, I guess I was the first one to be inducted. I think that was 3 years ago up in New York City.
Yes.
Where they have the Hall of Fame, and I mean, it was really an honor, again, because I love dance music, so, and they honored me by inducting me, whether it was a lifetime membership or, you know, one of those awards that they give.
I understand there was thunderous applause that went on for an extended period of time. You were well-loved.
Yeah, Tommy Silver did a great job of them seeing at the time. And he kept running out all my music, and it kept going on and on and on. And, of course, all the people that were there just about knew every record, every dance record, from everything that I ever did. And it was quite an honor.
What a wonderful evening that must have been. Was your wife and family, or were you surrounded by family? Did they go up with you?
Yeah, mm-hmm. They were there, yeah. Really wonderful.
Wonderful. Wonderful. So, what's life like in the Miami area? Do you obviously stay busy? So, do you have a studio there in your home, or do you have an external facility? How is recording done these days?
Well, I have a small studio I've been working with, George Chocolate Perry Studio. Chocolate Perry used to be one of my early producers. He was a bass player with the BGC years. And Crosby, Stills, and Nash. He's really a very, very talented musician. He has a little studio that I work with. And we get a nice sound. I get a very good sound out of it.
I see. Well, that's remarkable what I've heard just listening to some of the new tracks that you're coming out with there. Tell us about the group called Wild Honey back in the day. Go ahead.
That was a very funny track. That was like my first, if you notice, it was a TKD-1. That was my first disco 12-inch track. And I don't know, I really forgot where it came from, to tell you the truth. One of my producers brought it in, you know, and it just sounded like a good, again, that was almost a pure disco record. And if you listen to most of my records, at that time they were pretty funky. Very danceable, but funky. But that was the first number one TKD, because the TKD series, I must have had close to 200 or maybe more. We had the 12-inch. We serviced all the record pools. We were one of the first 12-inch companies to service record pools. I had a promotion man in New York called Ray Caviano. I guess most of the disco people remember him. And Fred Rector did my R&B promotion. And Dan Joseph, he worked along with Ray Caviano. He did a wonderful job. And that's where the 12 inches really started. I guess I was the first company to service and give away free 12 inches to record pools.
Well, I know the DJs would have loved that. Back in the day. Yeah.
I mean, they couldn't wait for the next TKD release.
I'm sure that's true, and they just never knew what to expect next. There was so much wonderful music coming out. I'm told in the chat room to ask you about the Greg Diamond story.
Well, you know, Greg did the Star Cruise, which was a big disco record. I was just on to tell Glenn a little story about Greg. He's quite a character, like the rest of us. I had an office in New York, and I was standing outside, and a big stretch limo pulls up, and out comes Greg Diamond. I know Greg lives maybe 10, 20 blocks away from the office in New York. And I said, "Hey, Greg, how come you didn't take a cab?" He said, "Well, I didn't have the money." He was able to get a limo and put it on his credit card, I guess. that was typical of some of the stories that we went through on those days.
I see. Amazing stuff. And I'm also told to ask you about Voyage.
A Voyage was something I picked up from Europe. I mean, it was a huge disco record. It was number one for weeks and months on the disco chart. Souvenirs and some of the other things that they did.
Mm-hmm. I've read recently that Souvenirs was voted by a group, I'm sorry, I can't remember the name, it's a miscellaneous fact in my head, the best disco dance track of all time, period, number one.
It could very well be. It was a fantastic track. It came out of France.
It absolutely beautiful, and it's been remixed by so many people.
The company grew, STK grew. You know, I kept putting out all the records from Miami with Foxy, Get Off, and the T-Connection, all those great, wonderful sounds out of Miami. I started to pick up these records from Europe, too, like Voyage, Boris Midney, USA, European Connection. I mean, I was very flexible in the music. It had to be good dance music, and it was great.
Mm-hmm. Well, Voyage had such a beautiful, graceful sound to it. And it's astounding how many people absolutely love that. I still do. I still play it occasionally myself. It's absolutely beautiful. And I bet every one of the listeners can hear it in their minds right now because it's really a stunning song. Now, was Voyage, how many people were in Voyage?
It was a studio group out of France. Maybe 8 or 10 people.
I see. And that include the musicians and the singers, too?
Yes, pretty much so, yes.
Yeah. It's amazing the work that we hear out of Europe. You know, one of our guests, Alex Natickin, was telling us about the group Fun Fun, who did Color My Love, and that actually Fun Fun was different people at different times. Apparently the studio owned the title Fun Fun for the group name, and as time went by, they populated Fun Fun with whoever happened to be available, yet all of the tracks, you really can't tell it's by different people, and some of it's so beautifully done. I want to ask you about Peter Brown and his tracks. We have a medley here that Glenn has put together. What was it like working with Peter Brown?
Well, Peter was, if you listen to his music, he was way ahead of his time. And he was a wonderful musician. He wrote all his own songs. And actually, he was brought to me by a producer named Corey Wade. And, you know, it was something I heard right away. I loved it. Of course, we put the records on. They were very, very huge disco hits. And, you know, Peter also wrote Material Girl for Madonna.
You're kidding.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. So he's definitely still kicking in the music business to them. Well, did Peter Brown record his materials with you in Miami? Was that in Miami?
Yeah, they were all recorded in Miami. You know, he was from Chicago.
I see. And that would have been, I'm seeing a note here that it was about 1977 when you recorded Peter Brown. Is that right? Do I have that in the right order?
That's about the time.
I see. Well, let's have a listen. Those of you who don't know Peter Brown will immediately remember when you hear these tracks if you can't place it. And it's a medley put together by our friend Glenn Rivera. It's the Peter Brown medley, Bob. Yes, that lit up some lights. I think everybody immediately associated a place in time with that music. Some of it is inseparable from where we were and what we were doing, and some of those tracks are that way for me. I can almost remember, exactly where, exactly where I was, what was going on. Wonderful stuff. What were Sam and Dave like? You recorded Sam and Dave. Henry, I was checking that. You're with us to check for a Sam and Dave. You recorded Sam and Dave. What were they like, Henry?
Well, they were just a young group at the time out of Miami, singing in their club.
And they had some huge hits that you recorded. How old were they when they recorded some of their bigger hits?
About 20, 23 years old.
I see. And that's amazing to me, because some of that stuff you just it's hard to imagine people that young doing music that beautiful. And I've got to ask too about Joe Tex. Apparently you recorded a Joe Tex track. What was he like? I remember hearing Joe Tex late at night on an AM radio station in Nashville, Tennessee. It was WLAC in Nashville, Tennessee, and they used to play Joe Tex. I believe he, wasn't it Joe Tex that did the song Hold On to What You've Got?
Well, basically, that track was brought to me by a producer, so I don't remember too much about that track.
I see. And he did one called Fat People that was the one that the producers brought. And I can't recall Fat People, but I do recall the Hold On to What You've Got. He also was Joe Tex in the Sexolettes at some point, wasn't he?
I think so. I wasn't too familiar with Joe Tex.
I see. Yeah, he's only listed once, but he was a standout, a name that I certainly recalled. I can't let the evening go by without running the George McRae Rock Your Baby, which is absolutely huge. I think we have time to run most, if not all, of that medley, and because it is getting near the 11 o'clock witching hour. But
I'm starting to burn out too.
Okay, well, we're going to run the George McRae Rock Your Baby medley that Glenn put together for us. Henry, you've been an absolutely wonderful guest, and I've enjoyed talking to you immensely. What a treasure you are.
Thank you for everything, Peter.
Thank you, sir, and good evening to you, and God bless. And my friends, that is Henry Stone, the one, the only, been there, done that, bought the T-shirt, from 78 RPM all the way to digital downloads. You gotta love a man like that. He's still standing when the others are all gone. Bob, let's run the George McRae Rock Your Baby medley. Now, we may not have time for it all, but I want to get some of that. Go ahead, Bob.
Woman,
Put together by Clint River. I want to thank Henry. He's not with us on the show right now, but you know Henry was a pioneer in this. And Henry is I think 86, and he was a real trooper to stick with us for such a long period of time. it can be. He stayed up past his durable bedtime, and nonetheless, he remarkable guest, and what a treasure. Thank you, Glenn, for bringing folks like that.